Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Moed Katan has been dedicated Le'iloi Nishmas, Peril Bas Rabbi Yehoshua Heschel HaKohen.
We are now starting Bezos Hashem the Gemara in Daf Tesvavim and Aleph, which begins with the Gemara before, on the bottom of Daf Yudalad Amud Beis. But before we start the actual Gemara, I would like to give the following Hakdama about Hilchos Avelos. In Hilchos Avelos, we find a number of Yisurim which are related to Avelos. For example, as our Gemara starts off, that an Avel is Aser B'Taspiris, an Avel cannot have a haircut, and so too, an Avel is Aser L'Chabes, which Mepharshim explained to me, that an Avel cannot wear anything that is freshly laundered. And so too, as the Gemara goes on, we find that an Avel is Chay B'Atif HaSareish, which means an Avel is M'chuyiv to cover his head. And the Gemara goes on to give other Yisurim and Chiyuvim that an Avel has. There are four general categories as far as the Yisurei Avelos are concerned. First of all, there is a category that an Avel is not allowed to be Eisek in anything which involves Simcha. Anything which involves Simcha is Aser for an Avel based on the fact that anything that involves Simcha is in conflict with his Avelos. As we find in the Ramban and Teres HaAdam, that the Ramban says, Avelos kishma, shlo yis'asek b'dvarim shel simcha, ela b'divrei avelos. V'ze anino shebalev sheimenu lamdu shlo yis'asku b'dvarim shel simcha. In other words, the definition of avelos is anino shebalev. The person has to feel pain in his heart. And anything that involves simcha is a direct contradiction to avelos, which means that a person has to feel pain in his heart. So again, the first category of Yisurim is that an Avel is not allowed to do anything that involves Simcha. And as Ramban explains, what is included in this category of actions that involve Simcha? Ramban explains that Tachpeses and Taspeires involve Simcha. In other words, wearing freshly laundered clothes and having a haircut, or Asurim based on the fact that wearing freshly laundered clothes and having a haircut involve Simcha. And so too, as we find in the Ramban, there are three other actions that involve Simcha. For example, the Iser Talmud Torah, which our Gemara says that an Avel is Aser B'Talmud Torah. That an Avel is Aser B'Talmud Torah is based on the fact that Talmud Torah brings someone to Simcha. Like the Gemara says in Tainis, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, that the reason why one is not allowed to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av is based on the fact that we say that by Talmud Torah, Pikude Hashem Yishar Mesam Chilev. And for that reason, the Ramban explains that one is not allowed to learn Torah during his Avelos, because again, Torah brings someone to Simcha, which is a stira to his Avelos. And so too, the Ramban explains that we find in our Gemara, that an Avel is Aser Laniach Tfilin, that an Avel is not allowed to put on Tfilin, is also based on the fact that putting on Tfilin are considered an act of Simcha. Like the Ramban says, Utfilin chenikru pe'er, inyan shal simchahim. And since tfilin are an inyan shal simcha, for that reason, an avel is not allowed to put on tfilin during part of his avelos. The Nimukhi Yosef and Afri Gimel Man Aleph explains that we find in our Gemara, that an avel is aser betashmish hamita, is also based on this iser, that anything that brings someone to simcha is aser for an avel to do. And therefore, Tashmish Hamita, which is considered an Inyan Shal Simcha, is Aser for an Avel. That is the first category of Yisurim. The second category of Yisurim is, as the Ramban in Teres Adam explains, is that an Avel is not allowed to Ma'adin Es Atzmai. That an Avel is not allowed to do anything that makes himself look nice. For example, the Ramban says that we find in our Gemara that an Avel is Aser Berechitza V'Sicha, is based on the fact that an Avel is not allowed to ma'adin es atzmai. That an Avel is not allowed to do anything that makes himself look nice. In Rashi and Sukkah, and Daf Chof Hei Amud Aleph, we find that Rashi explains that we learn in our Gemara, that an Avel is also haniach tefillin, the Isra of an Avel haniach tefillin is not like we said before, b'shem the Ramban, that putting on tefillin is considered an act of simcha, but rather, Rashi explains that the Isser for an Avel Laniach Tfilin is based on that Tfilin are considered a Pe'er. And when an Avel puts on something that is considered a Pe'er, Mara ba'atzmei she'enoi ovo. He is showing about himself that he is not an ovo. Again, based on the fact that any time an ovo is ma'adin es atzmei, any time an ovo makes himself look nice, that is a stira tezavelas, because I'm making himself look nice, he is showing that he is not an ovo. That is how Rashi explains the iser for an ovo laniach tefillin, based on the second category, that an ovel is not allowed to be ma'adin es atzmei, to make himself look nice. The third category is that an ovel has a mitzvah to mitza'er atzmei. An ovel has a mitzvah to cause himself pain, which Ramban explains is the basis for that an ovel is not allowed to be noyo mino, that an ovel is not allowed to wear shoes, is based on the fact that an ovel has a chiyuv to mitza'er es atzmei. And so too the Ramban goes on to say that we find in our Gemara that an ovel is chayav atifas haresh, that an ovel is mechuyev to cover his head, is also based on this chiyuv, that an ovel is mechuyev to cause himself pain. That is the third category, as far as chiyuvei aveiros are concerned. The fourth category is that we find that there is an iser for an ovel to be meisiach daitei from his aveiros. That an ovel is not allowed to do anything that will take himself away from thinking about the fact that he is an ovel. And for that reason, the Ovosh and Simon Shin Pei Aleph explains that we find in our Gemara, that there is an iser for an ovel to do malacha, that there is an iser for an ovel to do malacha is based on the fact that if an ovel do malacha, we are worried that him doing malacha will cause him to be mesiach daitzei min ha'avelos, will cause him to think about other things and not about the fact that he is an ovel. That is the fourth category as far as isuri avelos are concerned. So again, we have four categories as far as isuri avelos are concerned. First of all, that an ovel is not allowed to be esek in anything that involves simcha. Second of all, that an ovel is not allowed to ma'adein es atzmei, he is not allowed to make himself look nice. Third of all, that an ovel has a chiyuv to be metzar es atzmei, to cause himself pain. And fourth of all, is that an ovel is not allowed to be oisek in anything which might take himself away from thinking about the fact that he is an ovel. Now let's go on to the Gemara. We find in our Gemara that the Gemara asks different shailas concerning a menudah. Now, one has to know, is a menudah a din deraisa, or only a din derabanan? So as we said before in the last year, the Ritva brings down the following machlokes harishenim between the Balei HaTosfos and the Ramban. The Balei HaTosfos understand that the din menudah is only a din derabanan. On the other hand, the Ramban argues and understands that the din menudah is a din deraisa. That we said, that the Balei HaTosfos understand that the din menudah is only din derabanan, so too a chiyuv we find in the Rif and the Rosh. As the Darkei Moshe and Yeridea Simen Chin Amud Aleph of Katan Ches brings down from the Ram Padova, that explains that the Rif and the Rosh paskin as far as the Shailas of our Gemara are concerned, that we go Lakula, and we say Sveikai Lahokel is based on that Dinei Mochram and Menudah are only midrabanan. And therefore we say Sveika Drabanan Lakula. So again, from the Rif and the Rosh Achir, one sees that the din menudah is only a din drabanan. The Tashbeitz and Chilk Beis Hamanayim Beis brings down that we said before, that as far as the Shailas of our Gemara are concerned, we say Sveika Drabanan Lakula. The Tashbeitz asks, Lachira, the Iker din menudah is Menatera. So why do we say Sveika Drabanan Lakula? The Tashbeitz answers as follows. Vadei keinu, shedinei hamenudah sheinasar saper ulchabeis v'chalaisam dvarim shnishu behem sham hemidivei seifrim. That we say, that the din nidui is a din deraisa, is referring to the harchoka of nidui. That one is not allowed to go in the dalad ames of one who is menudah, that is menatzera. All the other dinim which are mentioned in our Gemara, for example, the Isser, Asaper, Al-Chabes, and all the other dinim that are mentioned, are only Midrabanan. And for that reason, as far as all the dinim that are mentioned in our Gemara, we say Sveika Drabanan Lakula. The only din of a Menudah which is a din deraisa is that one is Mechuyev to stay away from one that is Menudah. That is the Shita of the Tashbetz. In the Ramban, one sees that besides for the Dini Hachaka, that one is mechuyev to stay away from someone who is a menuda, but there is a second component to menuda as well. And even the second component of a menuda is also their Eisa, as the Ramban and Teresa Adam explains, that we find that the Goinim understand that Dine Avelas are Menatera, the Ramban brings a riot to the sheet of the Goinim, from that we find that menuda is Dinei Ka'avel, and the Avelas of a menuda are Menatera, like we find in our Gemara, that the Gemara brings a raya from that Klal Yisrael in the Midbar sent their karbonis, even though they were menudin. From there, the Gemara proves that a menuda could send his karbonis. The Ramban asks, had Dinei menuda only been medrabanan, who said they were masakin that specific din, that a menuda cannot bring karbonis bezman haMidbar? Maybe a menuda really cannot bring karbonis, but they happen to not be masakin that din at the time of Zman HaMidbar. From there, the Ramban proves that Dine Menuda are Dine Teira. From the Ramban, one sees two chidushim. First of all, that there are two components to every Menuda. First of all, as we said before, B'Shem the Tashbeitz, that there is a Chiyav Harchaka from one who is a Menuda. And second of all, a Menuda has Dine Avelos, and the menuda is considered like an ovel. That is the first chiddush one sees in the Ramban, which explains all the Gemara Shailas. That our Gemara asks, if menuda has specific halachas vavelas, is all based on the fact that a menuda is an ovel as well. The second chiddush one sees in the Ramban is that a menuda is considered like an ovel is a din d'ereisa. Not only is a din archoka din deraisa, like we find in the Tashbeitz, but even the dine avelas of a menuda are also menatera. That is the second chiddush one sees in the Ramban. So again, by menuda one sees that a menuda is made up of two components. First of all, there is a chiv archoka from one who is a menuda, the one is mechuyev to stay away from one who is a menuda, and second of all, there is a dine avelas that a menuda has. A menuda is considered like an ovel. That a menuda is considered like an ovel, is that menatira, or is that medrabanan, is a machlekes between the Ramban and the Balei HaTosfos. The Ramban understands that even that a menuda is considered like an ovel, is a din d'ereisa. The Balei HaTosfos, on the other hand, argue, and understand that a menuda is considered like an ovel, is only medrabanan. Now getting back to our Gemara Shailas, as far as a menuda is concerned, that the Gemara asks, which Dine Avelos does he have? Based on that we said before, there are four categories. In Dine Avelos, the Gemara is asking, which category of Avelos does a menuda have? Does a menuda have all the categories of Avelos, or only one of the categories of Avelos? Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara brings down the following halacha, that Ovel is Aser Laniach Tefillin. Ovel is not allowed to put on Tefillin. And the Gemara learns it out from that we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yecheskel, Pe'ercha Chavosh Alecha. You, Yecheskel, should wear Tefillin. And the Gemara is Medayik from there, Mechlal. From there we see, Dekoy Alma Aser. Only Yecheskel was told to wear Tefillin. All other Avelim are not allowed to wear Tefillin. Now to explain the Iser for an Ovel to wear Tefillin, we find three basic mahalchim. Rashi and Sukkot Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, and so too in the Ramban and Teres Adam explain that the Isser for an Ovel to wear tefillin is based on the fact that wearing tefillin is in conflict with his Avelos. As Rashi and Sukkot explains, that when an Ovel puts on tefillin, and he is mispar with that he is putting on tefillin, Mare Ba'atzmei Sheinu Ovel, he's showing about himself that he is not an Ovel. So again, according to Rashi, that an Ovel cannot put on tefillin is because the Pe'er tefillin, the fact that he is beautifying himself with tefillin, itself is a stira ta'avelos. The Ramban explains a little bit different. The Ramban explains that the reason why an Ovel is not allowed to put on tefillin is because putting on tefillin is an act of simcha, which is a stira ta'avelos, which is mechayev him not to do acts of simcha. That is how the Ramban explains the Isser for an Aval to wear tefillin. But both Rashi and Ramban understand that that an Aval cannot wear tefillin is because if he would wear tefillin, that would come in conflict with his Avelos. The Ramban goes on to say that we find in our Gemara later on Daf Chaf Aleph Min Aleph, and so too in the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Chaf Hei Min Beis, that this halacha, that an Aval is not allowed to wear tefillin, only applies to the first day of Avelos, is based on that the first day of Avelos is a Din D'Oraisa. And since the first day of Avelos is a Din D'Oraisa, for that reason we say that in order not to do anything which contradicts the Din Avelos Min HaTorah on the first day, for that reason one is asur to put on tefillin the first day. All other days, which are only a Din Avelos Min D'Rabbanan, therefore we say that one is mechuyev to put on tefillin all other days, based on the fact that the mitzvah of tefillin is a mitzvah d'Oraisa, and on the other hand, the Avelos is only a din d'Rabbanan. That is the first shita, as far as why an Aval is not allowed to put on tefillin. On the other hand, in Rashi and Ksuva Staf Vavam Beis, and so to Rashi and Brocha Staf Yid Aleph Min Aleph, Rashi explains that an Aval is not allowed to put on tefillin is not because putting on tefillin is a stira to Avelos, but rather that one is not allowed to put on tefillin is based on the fact that tefillin need pe'er. And while one is an oval, it is not considered a pe'er for tefillin. The tefillin are not being treated as they should be treated. They have to be treated as a pe'er. And during his avelos, the tefillin are not being treated as they are supposed to be treated, and for that reason, he is asur to put on tefillin. That's how Rashi and Ksuvas and Rashi and Brachas explain the iser for an oval to put on tefillin. The Lavush, on the other hand, in Arachayim Simon Lamaches, and so we find in the Shvas Yaakov Chilk Pei Simon Chafei, explain that an oval is not allowed to put on tefillin is based on the fact that the oval is torod b'meriros aveilusav. And since he is so torod with his aveilos, he will for sure be meisiach das from tefillin. And for that reason, he is not allowed to wear tefillin, based on the fact that if he'll wear tefillin, he'll be meisiach das from his tefillin. That is how the Lavush and Shvos Yaakov explain the iser for an oval to wear tefillin. So again, according to the last two pshatim, that an oval cannot wear tefillin is not because wearing tefillin is in conflict with his avelos, but rather it is because we are worried about tefillin. Either, as Rashi explains, based on the fact that tefillin have to be treated as if they are a pe'er, and therefore at the time of his avelos, the tefillin will not be treated properly, or, as Ovosh and Shvos Yaakov explain, based on the fact that he'll be meisiach das from his tefillin. Here there is a tremendous nafkamina between these pshatim. What is the halacha as far as someone that was meis during Chol Hamoed? During Chol Hamoed, there is no avelos. Do we say that since there is no avelos, there is a chiyuv to put on tefillin? Or do we say that even though there is no chiyuv avelos, one is still potter from tefillin? As the Mishbura and Simon Lamelches of Katan Tesayin brings down, that most achrenim understand that if one was meis during Chol Hamoed, there is a chiyuv to put on tefillin, based on the fact that there is no avelos during Chol Hamoed. And since there is no avelos, for that reason, one is mechuyev to put on tefillin. The Prima Gadim and Siman Ayin Aleph on the other end argues. And the Prima Gadim says that even though there is no chiyev avelos, but still yeymar huloy. Since this is the first day of when his relative was meis, it is a yeymar. And based on the fact that the day is a yeymar, for that reason itself, he is potter from putting on tefillin. L'chayr the Machlekes is based on the pshatan that we said before. If one understands that an oval is not meaning tefillin, is based on that putting on tefillin is in conflict with his avelos, that is only if he's actually an oval. During Chol Hamoed, that there is no avelos, for that reason one would be mechuyev to put on tefillin. On the other hand, according to the other two pshatim, that the reason why an oval is not allowed to put on tefillin is not based on his avelos, but rather it is halacha in hilchis tefillin. Either because the tefillin are not being treated properly, or because we say that he'll be meisiach das from his tefillin, it has nothing to do with his avelos. Even if one is not an oval, he will still not be allowed to put on tefillin, because at the end of the day, as the Prima Gadim says, this yoyim is a yoyimar, and based on the fact that the yoyim is yoyimar, for that reason itself, he will not be allowed to put on tefillin, in order that tefillin should be treated properly. That is the first nafkamina, as far as a different pshatim in that an oval is not allowed to put on tefillin. The second nafkamina is that we find in the Yerushalmi and Brachas. The Yerushalmi and Brachas Perakimul Halachalaf asks the following kasha. The Mishnah says, Mi shemesei mutal afanav is pater mi kriyashma umenatfila umenatfilin. Someone whose mace is mutal afanav is pater from saying shma, from davening, and from putting on tefillin. The Yerushalmi asks, the why did our Mishnah find it necessary to tell us that halacha of Misha Meisei Mutal Afanav is pater from tefillin, if one is not even allowed to put on tefillin, after the kvura of his mace? So again, why did the Mishnah find it necessary to tell us that halacha of Misha Meisei Mutal Afanav pater min tefillin? Rabbi Kiveger has brought down in the Tiferes Solom Boyas Menalef Yes Lefalon Kasha. So what was Yerushalmi's kasha that from that we say that there's halacha of oval also on yach tefillin? One does not need the Mishnah's halacha of misha meisei mutal afanav pater min tefillin. L'chaya, as long as one's meisei is mutal afanav, he is not an oval. And since he is not an oval, one cannot apply the halacha of our gemara that an oval is also on yach tefillin. Only after kfura, that then one becomes an oval, can one apply the halacha of our gemara of oval also on yach tefillin. Before kfura, one is only an einin, and not an oval, that one cannot apply the halacha of our Gemara. For that reason, the Mishnah found it necessary to tell us the halacha of Misha Meisei Mutal Afanav Pater Min HaTefillin, because only based on that it's Meisei Mutal Afanav is a Pater Min HaTefillin, because as far as our halacha of our Gemara, one needs to actually be an oval. Well, here this kasha of Reb Kiveger, and the kasha of the Yerushalmi, are based again on the previous studim as far as our Gemara is concerned. Why is an oval also an yach tefillin? If one understands, like the first pshat, that an oval is also an yach tefillin, is based on the fact that putting on tefillin contradicts his hochas avelas. For that reason, Kveger understands that only begins after kfura that he is actually an oval. Before kfura that he is not an oval, one will not have the halach of our Gemara that oval is also an yach tefillin. On the other hand, from the Yerushalmi, one sees that the Yerushalmi understands that an oval is also niach tefillin is not based on the hilchas avelos, but rather it is based on the hilchas tefillin, that in order to treat the tefillin properly, one is not allowed to put on tefillin. And therefore, even before he is actually an oval, even before the kfura takes place, even at the time that it is meisei mutal afanav, one should be potter from tefillin, based on the fact that today is a yoimar. And since the day is a yoimar, for that reason itself, he is potter from putting on tefillin, and therefore, even before kfura he is potter from putting on tefillin, even though he is not yet an oval. That is the second afkamina between the different pshatim as far as that an oval is not allowed to put on tefillin. The third afkamina is that we find in Yeridea Simin Shimpei Chesef Aleph, that the Mechaber says the following halacha, that we learnt, that the Isser for an oval to put on tefillin only applies to the first day of Avelos. From the second day and on, the oval is allowed to put on tefillin. The Mechaber says that is only after the Netzachama of the second day. Before the Netzachama of the second day, an oval is not allowed to put on tefillin. That the Mechaber understands, that an oval is only allowed to put on tefillin after the Netzachama of the second day, is based on that after Netzachama of the second day, we say Miktsas Hayoyim Kekuei. Miktsas of the second day is considered like the whole second day. And therefore, it's as if one already was Mekayim his din Avelos on the second day. And only then can he put on tefillin. Without being Mekayim Miktsas Hayoyim Kekuei of the second day, one cannot put on tefillin. From here, Reb Shmuel and Zichron Shmuel, Simon Lamadalit says that one sees that the Mechaber understands that the Isser for an oval to put on tefillin is based on the Hochas Avelos of an oval, not because we're worried that tefillin should be treated properly. And for that reason, the Mechaber says that once one has Miktsas Hayom Kekuei of the second day, that he already was Mekayim his second day of Avelos based on Miktsas Hayom Kekuei. For that reason, he is allowed to put on tefillin after Miktsas Hayom Kekuei. Because again, since that an oval cannot put on tefillin is based on the fact that his putting on tefillin comes in conflict with his days of Avelos, Once he was ready Mekayim a second day, we are no longer concerned about the fact that putting on tefillin is in conflict with his avelos. On the other hand, had the halacha been mehilchas tefillin, that mehilchas tefillin, in order that tefillin should be treated properly, he cannot wear tefillin on the first 2 days of avelos, it will not help us. Miksas hayim kakuei. Seif kol seif, it is still the second day of avelos, and we should still be worried about the fact that tefillin will not be treated properly. So again, Reb Shmuel says that from the Mechaber, one sees that the Mechaber understands, like the first pshat, that an Ovo is also on Yach Tfilin is based on that putting on Tfilin contradicts his Hilchas Avelos. The Tzlach, in the beginning of the third paragraph of Bracha, says that according to the Rishenim that understand the Avelos Yomishan Dereyaisa, that one is part of Yom Tfilin is based on the fact that since the first day of Avelos is Menatzeira, for that reason, one does not put on Tfilin during his first day of Avelos. On the other hand, according to the Rishenim that understand that even the first day of Avelos is only Midrabanan, that one does not put on Tfilin on the first day is based on that there are Banan where Iker din Teya B'Sheva Atasa. That the Tzach understands, that according to the Shitas that hold that even Avelos Yom Rishon is not Teraisa, that an Aval does not put on Tfilin on the first day is based on the Koyach there are Banan where Iker din Teya B'Sheva Atasa, that again is only if one understands like the first Pshat, that the reason why an Ovo is also on Yach Tfilin is in order not to come in conflict with the Hilchas Avelos. On the other hand, if one understands like the other two Pshatim, that an Ovo does not put on Tfilin is Mihilchas Tfilin, even according to the Shitas that hold that Avelos Yom Rishon is only Midrabanan, one does not have to come on to the Koyach that Rabbanan have a Koyach to be Ekerd and Terebe Sheva Atasa. That an Ovo does not put on Tfilin is not based on the fact that he is an Ovo Midrabanan, but rather it is based on the fact that the day is a Yoimar. And since the day is a Yoimar, for that reason, we say he is not allowed to put on Tfilin in order to treat the Tfilin properly. The obvious question is that if that we say that Ovo is also on Yach Tfilin is not based on the Avelos, but rather it is based on the fact that the day is a Yoimar, what was the Gemara Shaila as far as Menudah is concerned? Even if one was to say that a Menudah is considered like an Ovo, but again, the Ptur Tfilin and the Issa Oniach Tfilin is not based on the Avelos, but rather it is based on the Yoimar. Where is the Yoimar of a Menudah? So we find in the Radal in Eimek HaBracha that the Radal in Eimek HaBracha says that according to the Gemara Sad, that a menudah is aser laniach tefillin, that a menudah will be aser laniach tefillin only refers to the first day of his nidui, as the Radal says that the first day of his nidui is also considered a yoimar. Just like the first day of Avelos is a yoimar, the first day of nidui is a yoimar as well. And therefore the Gemara said that a menudah should be potter and aser laniach tefillin is based on the fact that the first day of Nidui is also considered a Yoimar. With that, the Radal goes on to answer the Rishenim's Kasha. The Rishenim asks the following Kasha. Again, our Gemara asks, is a Menudah allowed to put on Tefillin? The Rishenim asks, why aren't the Gemara bring Raya from a Mefurash Gemara? The Gemara in Sanhedrin Das Samaches says that Rebbe Elazar wore Tefillin, even though as you find the Gemara of Metzia Daf Mentes on the base, that Rebbe Elazar was considered a Menudah. If Rebbe Elazar was considered a Menudah, why did Rebbe Elazar wear tefillin? Well, from there we see that even a Menudah is allowed to wear tefillin. That is the Kasha of the Rishenim. The Radal goes on to say that according to his Pshat, that our Gemara asks, is a Menudah allowed to wear tefillin, is referring to the first day of his Nidoi, there is no Raya from the Gemara Sanhedrin. Because in the Mar Sanhedrin, that we find that Rebbe Elazar wore tefillin is referring to the days after the first day of his nidui, and as far as those days are concerned, our Gemara never had a shaila. Just like by Avelos, only the first day do we say that an Ovo is also on Yach Tfilin, so too by nidui, the Gemara's tzad was only referring to the first day. That is how the Radal answers the Rishenim's Kasha. The Radal goes on to say that is only as far as Menudah is concerned. That the Gemara says by Metzora, that a Metzora is not allowed to put on tefillin according to Bekiva, based on the pasuk of Roisha Yeh Porua, that from there we learn out that a Metzora does not put on tefillin, that is referring to all the days that he is a Metzora, not only to the first day that he became a Metzora. That is a shita of the Radal. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara brings down the following halacha. Avel is aser b'divrei Torah. In Avel is aser t'orin Torah. And the Gemara brings the Raya medekamer achmanu yicheskel daim. From that, the Kodesh Baruch Hu told yicheskel daim. From there, we learn out that an Avel is aser b'divrei Torah. Now, to explain that an Avel is aser b'divrei Torah, we find three shitas in the Rishonim. This in Afchafal from now brings down a tshuva of Rabbeinu Yitzchak. The Rabbeinu Yitzchak said, aser likreis b'tera refers to all Torah. Any chelk of Torah in Avel has an iser to learn. That we find, that the halacha is by Tisha B'Av, that one is allowed to learn Dvarim Haroim. For example, one is allowed to learn Eicha, it is only as far as Tisha B'Av is concerned, because as far as Tisha B'Av, the iser to learn is based, as the Gemara says in Tainas Daf Lamed, on the pasuk of Bekudei Hashem Yisharim Esam Chilev, based on the fact that Torah brings a person to Simcha. And for that reason, as far as Dvarim Haram are concerned, that do not bring a person to Simcha, that is why one is allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av B'Dvarim Haroim. But that is only as far as Tisha B'Av is concerned. As far as Avelos, that the Isser is learned out of the Pasuk of Hanakdaim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yechesko Hanakdaim, that has nothing to do with that Torah is B'Kudei Hashem Yisharim Esam Chilev. Even Dvarim Haroim, that are not Mesam Chilev, are also included in the Isser of Hanakdaim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yechesko. That is the Shita of Rabbeinu Yitzchak. Tosfos goes on to say that B'Zeknusei Chazar Bei, Rabbeinu Yitzchak, who later on was Chazer, and said that the Isser of our Gemara of Aser Likreis B'Divrei Torah is the same Isser as Tisha B'Av, which again is based on that Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Mesam Chilev, and only those Pekudei Hashem Yisharim that are Mesam Chilev are included in the Isser of Aser Likreis B'Divrei Torah, Dvarim Haroim, that are not Mesam Chilev. Even an Avel is allowed to learn Dvarim Haroim. In the Meiri, we find a third shita. The Meiri says that there is a difference between the first day and all the other days. As far as the first day of Avelos is concerned, we say that the Avel is not allowed to learn any Torah, even B'Dvarim Haroim. On the other hand, as far as all the other days of Avelos, we say that an Avel is only not allowed to learn those Pikudei Hashem Yisharim that are Mesam Chilev, but an Avel would be allowed to learn Dvarim Haroim just like Tisha B'Av. Now, to explain that the Meiri differentiates between the first day of Avelos and all the other days of Avelos, the explanation is based on that we said before, that the Gemara in Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph explains that the Isser for an Avel Loniach Tefillin is only the first day of Avelos, not all the other days of Avelos. Now, to explain the difference between the first day of Avelos and all the other days of Avelos, again, we find the Machlokes HaRishonim. According to the Rishonim, they understand that the Isser for an Avel Loniach Tefillin is based on the fact that the Tefillin will not be treated properly. For that reason, we say that only on the first day, which as the Gemara says, is a Yomar, only on that day do we say that Tefillin will not be treated properly. On all the other days, which are not considered a Yomar, one will be allowed to put on Tefillin. The Ramban, on the other hand, explains that the difference between the first day and all the other days is based on the fact that since the first day is a Yomar, for that reason the Chiyuv of Avelos on the first day is a Chiyuv of Deraisa. And based on the fact that the Chiyuv of Avelos on the first day is a Chiyuv of Deraisa, for that reason we redeicha the mitzvah of Tefillin. On the other days, that the Chiyuv of Avelos is only a Chiyuv of Derabanan, we redeicha the mitzvah of Tefillin in order to mekayim the mitzvah of Avelos, which is only a Din Derabanan. For that reason, the Miri understands that based on the explanation of the Ramban and the Gemara Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, so too we say the same thing as far as Talmud Torah is concerned. That on the first day, that the Din Avelos is a Din Deraisa, for that reason we say that we redeicha the mitzvah of Talmud Torah completely. And we said that one cannot learn Torah even B'Dvarim Haroim. On the other hand, as far as the other days are concerned, that are only midrabbanan, we were not teicha the mitzvah of Talmud Torah completely, and therefore the mitzvah of Talmud Torah remains as far as learning dvarim haroim. The Ramban, on the other hand, argues on the Meiri, and the Ramban says that one can say that the Isser Lukkos B'dvar Torah refers to the entire Shivas Me'avelos, even as far as learning Dvarim Haroim is concerned. And even though by Tfilin, we said that there is a chiluk between the first day of Avelos and all the other days of Avelos, based on that we did not want to be mevatel the mitzvah of Tfilin, but as far as Talmud Torah is concerned, even if one is not allowed to learn even Dvarim Haroim, we will still not be mevatel the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, because he will be yotzei the mitzvah of Talmud Torah with that he was kirei kriya shma shachris v'arvis. From the Meiri, on the other hand, one sees that one cannot rely on the fact that he was kirei kriya shma shachris v'arvis in order for us to say that not being allowed to learn even midvar maram should not be considered in akira of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Kriya, the basis of the machlekes, the Meiri, and the Ramban, is dependent upon the following shaila. Do we say that Kriya Shema Shachris V'Arves is a kiyum of mitzvahs Talmud Torah, based on that Kriya Shema is also Talmud Torah, or do we say that Kriya Shema is considered a tefillah and is not considered a kiyum mitzvahs Talmud Torah? This shaila is really two tzadim in the Beis Yosef and Aruch Chaim Siman Mem Zayin. The Beis Yosef in his first set understands that Kriya Shema is a kiyum of mitzvahs Talmud Torah. The Beis Yosef on his second side says as follows: Va'oid yeshloimer de kriya shma utfila lechashiv limod u'inyan zeh, de divrei tachnunim utfila lechod v'divrei Talmud Torah lechod. In other words, kriya shma is not considered Talmud Torah, and for that reason, the Miri understands if one would not be allowed to learn dvar maroim, would come out that we are being mevatel the mitzvahs Talmud Torah during the other days of Avelos. The obvious kasha is, how can one say that Kriya Shema Shachris V'Arves is not a kiyum of Talmud Torah? We find in Gemara Menaches Taditas Mebeis that the Gemara says Afilu Kara El Kriya Shema Shachris V'Arves Kiyum Ayomosh. Ochira from Gemara Menaches one sees that Kriya Shema Shachris V'Arves is a kiyum of mitzvahs Talmud Torah. How can the Beis Yosef go on saying in the second pshat that Kriya Shema Shachris V'Arves is only considered a tefillah and not considered Talmud Torah? This is the kasha the Biskirov and Kontras Chanukah Megillah asks on the second pshat of the Beis Yosef. To answer this kasha, here one can say, as Rameir Simcha in our Sameach Hilchas Talmud Torah says, that the Gemara Menachas is referring to a case that one said Kriya Shema Shachris V'Arves with Kavona, that he's being Mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And only then do we say that his Kriya Shema Shachris V'Arves is considered Talmud Torah. Without specific kavana, his Kriya Shema Shachris V'Arves is only considered a Maisa Tfila and not considered Talmud Torah. The Ramban, on the other hand, understands that even without specific kavana, his Kriya Shema Shachris V'Arves is considered Talmud Torah. Rashi and Daf Chaf Aleph Min Aleph asks the following kasha. Rashi asks, how can our Gemara say that an Ovel has an Isser to learn the Rei Torah? We find that the Gemara says in Sukkot Av Chafheim and Aleph that Ovel is Chayiv B'chol HaMitzvah Samuris B'Torah. If an Ovel is Chayiv B'chol HaMitzvah Samuris B'Torah, how can you possibly say that he has an Isser to learn Torah? Rashi answers the Kasha by saying that the Chiyuv of an Ovel to learn Torah does not include to mitzvahs that involve Simcha. And since Talmud Torah involves Simcha, therefore, even though an Ovel is Chayiv in all other mitzvahs, still he is not Chayiv in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. From that, the Rashi says that the reason why an Ovel is not chayiv in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is based on the fact that Talmud Torah involves Simcha. One sees the Rashi understands that the Isser of an Ovel to learn Torah is based on the pasuk of Bikudei Hashem Yishar Mesam Chilev, which again does not include Dvar Maroim. The obvious kasha is, if that's true, that the Isser of an Ovel Likros Dvar Torah is not referring to Dvar Maroim, and an Ovel is allowed to learn Dvar Maroim, what was Rashi's kasha? That we weren't Ovel is chayiv v'chol mitzvahs can refer to Talmud Torah as well. Ovel is chayiv v'chol mitzvahs, even Talmud Torah, because again, he can learn Dvar Maroim. So what was Rashi's kasha? That how does the halacha of Ovel aser workers with Dvar Torah fit with the halacha of Ovel chayiv v'chol mitzvahs? Ovel aser workers with Dvar Torah can refer to chalke ha-Torah that are not dvarim haroim. On the other hand, the avochai v'chal mitzvahs can refer even to Talmud Torah based on the fact that an avoch is allowed to learn dvarim haroim. And so too one can ask on the Ritva. The Ritva asks a similar kasha to Rashi, that from that we weren't in Sukkah, avochai v'chal mitzvahs are worse with Torah, chutz m'na tefillin, one sees that an avoch is chayiv in Talmud Torah as well. From that, the only exception is tefillin. The Ritva answers the kasha by saying that even though the only exception that was said is tefillin, it's lav dafka only tefillin. And there is another exception as well. There is another exception which is Talmud Torah. And Talmud Torah is poshet, that an avo is not allowed to learn Torah based on the fact that Torah is misam chilev. Again, the obvious kasha is that if the Ritva understands that the Isra of Talmud Torah is based on misam chilev, which again does not refer to Dvar Maroim, what was the kasha of the Ritva? Why should the Gemara and Sukkah have said an other exception of Talmud Torah? He is Mechuyim in Talmud Torah, referring to Dvarim HaRoim. From Rashi, the Ritva, and so to one sees in the Ramban, one sees the following Chiddush, that even though one is allowed to learn Dvarim HaRoim, Rabbanon went and said that one is Pater from Talmud Torah. And so to we find in the Sefer Shevet Yehuda in Yerdeya Simen Shin Pei Dalet, and in the Shboi Alakad, Hochas Mocha Simon Chalfav, that the Shboi Alakad brings down the following tshuva from the Goinim. The Goinim say as follows, Kol Yoyim Sha'asar Wikras B'Tira K'goin Avel V'Tishabav, Asar V'Vorech Birkas HaTira. From that the Goinim say, that during Avelos and Antishabav one does not make Birkas HaTira, from there one sees that there is no Chiyov Talmud Torah. On the other hand, the Primogodim and Simon Reish Sadihei, B'mishpas Leisav, Sukkotan Aleph, says that even an Ovo has a Chi of Talmud Torah, and for that reason, he makes a Birkas HaTorah, because again, he has a Chi of Talmud Torah, and he'll learn Dvarim HaRoim. Avi's Kasha, and Rashi and the other Rishonim is, that if one is allowed to learn Dvarim HaRoim, why did Rabbanu go and say that one is Pater from the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Let him be Chai of the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and he'll learn Dvarim HaRoim. Achira, one can answer the kasha as follows, that even though one is allowed to learn Dvarim HaRoim, but still based on the pasuk of Ha'anekdaim, there is no heter to actually say the Divrei Torah. Even Dvarim HaRoim, he is only allowed to be Maharar. He is not allowed to speak out the Dvarim HaRoim based on the pasuk of Ha'anekdaim, which teaches us that as far as Divrei Torah is concerned, one is mechuyev to be quiet. Therefore, one can say, based on the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that the Iker Mitzvah of Talmud Torah is Bedibur, and not Behirur. For that reason, Rabbanon went and said that one is Pater from Talmud Torah. Because again, the Iker Mitzvah of Talmud Torah is only Niskayim Bedibur, not Behirur. And for that reason, Rabbanon went and said that you're Pater from Talmud Torah, even though he has the option of being Meharer, the Divrei Torah that talk about Dvarim HaRoim. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara brings down the following halacha on a base. Avel Einei Mishaleach Karban Eisav. The Tanya, Reb Shimon Omer Shomim, his man Shu Shalim Vuev, his man Shu Einin. An Avel cannot send his Karbanis. As Reb Shimon Darshan Shomim, they can only send your Karban, his man Shu Shalim, which Rashi explains to mean only when one is shalim bedaita shadaita miyushaves alav. And therefore, bizman shu inin, that he is not shalim, he cannot send his karbanis. The Gemara goes on to ask, what is the halacha as far as menuda is concerned? Is menuda allowed to send his karbanis or not? To explain this halacha, that avel einay mishaleach karbanisav, we find the following chiddush in the Rambam. The Rambam says, avel einay mishaleach karbanisav kol shiva. The Rambam goes on to say that by menuda, which is a suffix, as we see in our Gemara, therefore the halacha is a mekrivu olav nirtza. But the Eved, if they brought the carbon was miratza on the menuda. From here one sees that we say that there is halacha, that aval eini mishaya karbonesav, is not only halacha, that an aval is not allowed to send his karbonis. But rather there is halacha that if an aval sent his karbonis were not miratza. Even b'di'evid, the karbonis are not miratza, which as Rav Shach and Hochas Karan Pesach brings down from the Biskirov B'Shem Reb Chaim, could even mean that the carbon is a possible carbon. In other words, there is a halacha in Hochas Karbonis, that a carbon of an ovel is not miratza and could even be a possible carbon. Reb Leib, In Chiluk Bei, Siman Lamed Aleph goes on to say that this halacha that Karbanos and Amiratzeh is not based on the Isser of an Ovel to be Mishayach Karbanosav. That the Karbanos and Amiratzeh is not because he was over an Isser with that he sent his Karbanos at a time that he was not allowed to send his Karbanos. But rather, that the Karbanos and Amiratzeh is a separate din. That Karbanos of an Ovel are not Miratzeh on the Ovel. There is something missing in the Karban itself. As Rabbi proves from the Kesef Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah explains that the Rambam says that b'di'eved by menuda the carbon is miratzeh, based on our Gemara. Again, our Gemara asks a shaila: is a menuda allowed to send his karbanos or not? The Gemara brings a raya from Klal Yisrael b'dor hamidbar that the dor hamidbar were menudin, and still they sent karbanos. From there, one sees that a menuda is allowed to send karbanos. The Gemara says that one could be deicha the raya by saying that menuda l'shamayim is more kal. Since dar midbar were menuda l'shamayim, such a nidui is more kal, and therefore for that reason they were allowed to send karbanos. But a different type of menuda would not be allowed to send karbanos because such a nidui is more chomer. The Kesef Mishnah goes on to say that from that we see in our Gemara, that menudin l'shamayim sent their karbanos l'chatchila, even if you are to say that menuda l'shamayim is more kal than menuda l'brias, and menuda l'brias is not allowed to bring a carbon, but at least as much one can prove from menuda l'shamayim that b'di'eved the karbanos are miratzeh. From there, Ablaib says that one sees that karbanos are not miratzeh is not based on the iser that an oval is not allowed to be mishayach karbanosav, because had it been based on the iser of that an oval is not allowed to be mishayach karbanosav, how can you possibly bring a raya from Menudu Hashamayim, who is allowed to send his karbanos, to Menudu Abrius, who is not allowed to send his karbanos, that just like Menudu Hashamayim is miratzeh, so too Menudu Abrius is miratzeh, Menudu Abrius has an iser. And based on the iser, for that reason, we should say that even b'di'eved the karban is not miratzeh. From there, Ablaib says that one sees that the din that the karban is not miratzeh on an ovel is not dependent upon the iser, but rather it is a self-standing halacha. And even where one is not allowed to send his karbanos, he could still have a ritzui. There is a separate halacha that a karban is not miratzeh on an ovel. Based on that there is something missing in a karban, it is considered a karban of an ovel, and a karban of an ovel does not have a din to be miratzeh. The Ritva says the following chiddush as far as our Gemara. The Ritva says that we weren't ovel, einei mishaleach karbanosav, is not referring to a carbon chatas or a carbon that one needs in order to receive kapara. A carbon chatas or any carbon that one needs in order to receive kapara, such carbonus even an oval can bring. From the Tzvo one sees clearly that the halacha of oval eina mishvayach karbonosav is not a halacha that the carbon is not miratzeh, because had it been that the carbon is not miratzeh, why would we say that if one is mechuyev a karban chatas or needs a carbon for another kapara, he should bring the carbon? If anyways he will not have a ritzoi, based on the fact that a carbon of an oval is not miratzeh. So again, from the Ritva, one sees that the Ritva argues on the Rambam, and the Ritva understands that a carbon of an oval is miratzeh, and the Ritva understands the only halacha of our Gemara is an iser, that an oval is not allowed to send his karbanis. And for that reason we say that the halacha of our Gemara does not apply to a carbon chatas or other mechusrei kapora. L'chir, one can ask the following kash on the Ritva: how can the Ritva possibly say that the halacha of our Gemara does not refer to a carbon chatas? In the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Saditesh Amud Beis, the Gemara clearly says that this halacha of Ovel Einei Meshaleach Karbon Esav refers to chatas as well. To answer this kasha, l'chir, one can say as follows: that there is a difference between the Yom Misa and all the other days of Avelos. As far as Yom HaMisa is concerned, then we say that even a chatas is included in the halacha of Einein Einei Mishaleach Karbanosav, based on the fact that the karban anyways will not be miratzeh. But that is only as far as the first day is concerned. As far as all the other days of Avelos, the only halacha as far as the other days of Avelos is concerned is only a halacha that the ovel is not allowed to send his karbanos. But there is no halacha that the karban will not be miratzeh. And so too we find in the Chafetz Chaim and Ukute Halachas and Zvachim that Salites Mem Beis, that based on that, that Yom Rishon of Avelos is Daraisa, only then do we say that the Korban of an Avel is not Meratzah on the first day of Avelos. All the other days, which are only Durabanan, then the Korban will be Meratzah. So too we find the Ramesha is Metzadet in Gittin in Dibes Moshe Simen Chafei. Therefore, the Ritva says that as far as the other days of Avelos are concerned, one would be allowed to send a Karban Chatas, and the Karban Chatas will be Mechaper. Because only on the first day do we say that the Karban Chatas is not Mechaper. That is how one can explain the Shita of the Ritva. From the Rambam, on the other hand, that one sees that during the entire Shivas Me'avelos, the Karban is not Mechaper, Ramesha says that even though the other Shivas Me'avelos are only Madrabanan, still, that the Korban is not Mechaper is not based on the fact that he is an Ovel, but rather it is based on the fact that he is not a Sholem. And that he is not a Sholem is not dependent upon Avelos. Even though the Din Avelos, the other 6 days, is only Madrabanan, still, since he is not a Sholem, for that reason we say that he cannot send Korbanos all 7 days, and the Korban will not even be Meratzah. That is how Ramesha explains the Shita of the Rambam.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.